Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Fern Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Tobin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Marte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fern Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker strikes out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehill, and towards Bartel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball towards right. Bell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops it up and throws to first, with Tobin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Fern Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Vaughn fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lieber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0-for-1 in the game. Soar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brubaker takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-1 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Tobin's glove, towards Young, who fields it, throws to second, with Vaughn covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner strikes out. 1 out. Fernbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rizzo hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bartel strikes out. 1 out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Whitehill moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Whitehill scores. Herman goes all the way around to score. Gleason moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a line drive into left field. Rizzo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rizzo. Gleason scores. Lieber moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 2 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 2 in the game. Soor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Soor moves to second. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Brubaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soares scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brubaker moves to second. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. There goes Cavaretta. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Mace Brown now pitching. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill strikes out. The ball gets by Mueller. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Bartel. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bartel scores. Whitehill moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitehill moves to third. Hack moves to second. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fern Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rizzo hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Gus Soares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soares hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-3 in the game. Marty hits a pop-up towards the mound. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brubaker strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer pinch hits for Mace Brown. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-4 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Fern Bell. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.